Well, good morning. 7 o'clock a.m. Straight up. May 14th, 2023. Happy Mother's Day. To those who celebrate. Another Hallmark holiday. Actually, apparently the first Hallmark holiday, followed closely by Father's Day, and then I think there's a Grandparents' Day now, and who knows. Anyway. I had to get out early this morning because they're calling for rain, like, soon. The forecast says 10 o'clock, but I'm willing to bet that it's going to happen. Perhaps before I even get back. So I figured I'd get out early, get it done. While it's still, well, I won't say dry, but at least not precipitating. I'm having trouble with my haiku. The woman who oversees the daily haiku challenge has been missing, MIA, as they say, from her post. And we ran out of words on Friday. And she's pretty good about posting Saturday around noon. Not yesterday. So I have a list of words that I sent her, and she will use them eventually. So this morning, I wrote two haiku, one for yesterday, one for today, using that list of words. Now, if she publishes them in the same order I gave them to her, I'm good. Otherwise, I may have to write another one today. But I've got two of them in the bank for later. I suspect what she'll do is she'll just put the dates on and post them. So I will have maintained the chain, if not the actual date. It's funny because, you don't think it's a haiku. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. But it has become such an ingrained part of my morning maintenance routine to make sure I've maintained my streak and for the words, even though I'm not writing in for the words, to make sure I've been through the email and at least reviewed the feeds that I'm following, my feed reader. Mostly I read the headlines and toss them. But then after I get done with reading, then I usually, my routine calls for writing a haiku before breakfast, before the walk. So it's felt a little bit off balance not to have that pause, that, okay, here's an idea. What kind of feeling can I evoke with it? And how do I do that in 17 syllables? I don't know, some of them I think I'm very, very pleased with. Some of them are, I won't say phoning them in, but So some of them didn't quite hit the mark as solidly as I would have liked, which is probably more to do with my inability to figure out what kind of feeling I wanted to get from it. Worked up a sweat this morning. It's a very quiet morning. The churchgoers haven't started stirring yet, although I almost got run over by somebody heading into the church. The first car in the parking lot, so probably the minister. But very few people are stirring today, yet. Maybe it's the weather keeping them in, or maybe it's Sunday, or maybe it's just because it's Mother's Day, or maybe just because it's early. But it's really quiet. There's not even a lot of traffic off on the highway. I don't hear any loud traffic noise out that way. Comes a guy with a main dog and a small auxiliary dog. So yesterday was a good writing day. I did something over 2 hours working on the cat. I like the way the story is coming together. Still, the way the story actually came together last year before the troubles. Played yesterday afternoon. I had to make a grocery run in the morning. Did that early. I got ahead of the crowd, but I did not get ahead of the crowd. I got, it was the typical Saturday morning, everybody running around frantically trying to beat the rush. and getting in each other's way and blocking the aisles. That's why I don't like to go to the grocery store on the weekend. But I played a lot yesterday. I'm almost through the Frozen Wilds. I think that's the name of the DLC. I think I'm almost through with it. I've got a couple of quests pending. And there's still one ruin I haven't been able to get into yet. But I'm already packed out with too much crap. I have bags full. My resource bag is maxed out and always full. I need to figure out which pieces I can sell off. There are some things I can sell off, and they're marked sell for shards. So those are easy. Those are no-brainers. But then there are the hearts and the lenses, which are necessary for buying armor and weapons. Good morning. Dog walker. I have the max level stealth armor. I'm not sure I'm using it correctly. I haven't found any of the high level stealth modifications yet. I have some that are pretty good, and I have some multi-threaded ones that came out of the DLC. Come up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. That add a lot of extra functionality to the armor. But I'm not sure that's the wisest use. Would I be better served to have two sets of armor? One for stealth, one for not stealth. One for the inevitable moment when it all goes south and I'm caught underneath some vicious monster. I'm still enjoying it. I am just having a good time with it. It's hard to explain. Excuse me. I talk so much about looking for something with a deep skill cube and looking for something that has cool crafting and building and all the rest. And basically what I've got is a single-player shooter. Although the skill queue is interesting, the six lines of skills. That wasn't a quiet car. But the neighbors love him. a Dodge Charger with an extra scoop in the hood. And lilacs looking good this morning. Good morning. Mouth is drying out a lot today. Given how wet it is, I'm surprised. I suppose it has to do with the amount of talking I'm doing. So I'm still reading. Oh, what the heck is his name? Nick something. The First Fold. It's actually pretty good. I'm still kind of it's not a you're gonna love it book, but I can see for a certain reader it would be really quite enjoyable. The sarcastic humor, the over-the-top aliens. There's a mystery in it. God, I hate what losing these teeth in the back corner of my mouth has done to my diction. But I'm still enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I'm almost at the end. I need to try to finish it so I can recommend it. I gotta put the newsletter together today so it can go out overnight. I'm close to the end. I could probably finish the book. I want to make sure it doesn't end with a cliffhanger. If he cliffs me, honest to God, I'm gonna be so pissed. Now, I realize that not everybody hates cliffhangers with the fiery intensity of 10,000 suns the way I do. And I also recognize that certain genres almost require it, particularly Tradpub YA, because Tradpub YA doesn't trust YA. readers, well, for good reason, to buy the next book. And the reason, of course, is that YA readers aren't the people who are buying the books, which is one of the reasons that YA is such a miserable niche to try to get into. It's not impossible. You can do it. A lot of adults, enough adults, like YA, if you can find them, they'll read your book. Oh, and it started. I'm I'm getting rain on my face. Just light sprinkles. Feel them on my cheeks. Pick up the pace a little bit here so I don't get... Well, I won't get drenched. I'm wearing my raincoat. I was thinking when I started off this morning about being in Kodiak. I had a Navy issue rubberized poncho. Literally had a coating of rubber on the inside of a canvas shell. Navy, the sort of dull navy green, big stencil U.S. Navy across the chest. But it was a poncho. It didn't have you pulled it on over your head. It didn't have an opening in the front. And I wore that thing all over Kodiak because there was a mountain there. I'm sure there still is a mountain at the end of the runway, which is a hell of a place for a mountain, but guarantees that planes have to take off in one of two directions. When I was there was only one main runway. I think there's two now. But you have to land heading for the mountain and take off heading away from it. Anyway, the name of the mountain is called Barometer. And it was called Barometer because the locals used it to predict the weather. And if you couldn't see the top of Barometer, it was raining. If you could see it, it was gonna rain. It rained there all the time. It snowed there occasionally. Freezing rain was a bigger challenge, but because it was the island Kodiak is bathed in the Gulf Stream, in the Pacific Current, whatever that is, the one that comes over from Japan, it was warm. The winters there were very warm. And very seldom had anything more than, you know, an inch or two or three or four of snow. Very rarely got it more than that. But as a result, it rained. It rained a lot. It rained all the time. It seems like it rained all the time, which isn't true. But I was thinking about Barometer as I was walking, remembering that poncho and hiking across the base. And the problem with it was that it didn't keep my legs dry. It just kept my upper body dry. So I would get back and I'd have this line of dry pants around the middle of my thighs, and then everything below would be soggy. And I'm going to get inside before I get any wetter, because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.